And good evening, one and all, to the Royal Rumble Preview and Pick'em Show. This is the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman. We've got a small panel here tonight. Let's start with our awesome sound man, Mr. Jim Williams.
It is my great pleasure to be here as Executive Vice President of Talent Relations and the Interim General Manager of Monday Night Raw to be a part of this pre-show. I think you'll find my insights to be very interesting.
We'll see what kind of excitement you can drum up for us, Funk Man.
I'm a very excited individual.
We'll see about that, Funk Man. So we have on the other side of the table, a man who is recovering from difficulties, shall we say, Mr. Jason Block.
Yeah, it's not difficulties. It was a bad stomach virus and a bad batch of baba ganoush. But yeah, I'm back and I'm ready for, in my opinion, my favorite pay per view of the year, which is the Royal Rumble.
And reporting in from the road, our chief high muckety muck, Mr. Carl Shamir.
Yeah, I thought I saw a very disturbing sight. Oh, it was probably a big life statue of Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
And suddenly my board just lit up a bit. Let me see who's out there. Line 4, hello.
It is the stat for tonight.
How about that? VRM's actually on time. And line 6, I believe that is Ethan Muslin.
Oh, and you had it right when the last time I was on.
No. You're right. I will properly punish. One moment.
Muslin.
Fabric.
I've never heard of that fabric. I've never worn that fabric.
Never heard of muslin fabric.
I'm just sheltered. Now, before we begin, VRM, you said you wanted to pop in some real quick UFC news.
Yes, UFC UFC on Fox number 2 happened last night. It went a little longer thanks to the fact that they actually had more matches.
In real
trying to see if there was any ratings news. Doesn't look like it. But the big news is that both Rashad Evans and Chael Sonnen have earned title shots.
Yes, and by the way, I don't think Chael Sonnen won that fight at all, actually. I think he got his ass kicked. But Chael Sonnen caught a killer wrestling promo last night. If you saw it, it was classic.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him with Call him a cheater.
Yeah, I didn't see the song. I only saw the Evans-Jones fight. But real quick, I just found it. UFC on Fox averaged 4.37 million with a 2.2 rating in the 18-49.
You can't be. That's sweet.
That's big money.
That's all right for a Saturday night.
That's pretty good.
Second hour, they got up to 4.77 million.
If I've said it once, I've said it a million times, Chael Sonnen's a little bitch, but that's okay.
And
I want to see him and Kenny Rice finally fight it out. That'd be awesome. Now, I saw much of the UFC card. That first fight was absolutely craptacular.
Oh, that was awful. Oh, my God. I've seen women fight better than that. I mean, seriously.
You put Gina Carano out for like 5 minutes to do a striptease, that would get better ratings. I mean, come on.
Oh my!
But that sets up, if I may, VRM, John Bones Jones fighting Rashad Evans at UFC 125 in Atlanta. And then that fights Chael Sonnen versus Anderson Silva, part 2. As well. Some interesting fights in the future, and I believe also the Ultimate Fighter starts up next week in March on FX. So
okay.
We'll be watching for that too.
surprised they're not putting everything on FX at this point, because the carriage of Fuel TV is way down the list. Just a thought.
Okay. Making sure I've got everybody. Make sure I don't skip anybody this time around.
No!
What say we get some pick-ems going, gentlemen?
All right, let's do it.
Let's get into the pick-ems.
VRM, are you ready?
Yeah, so, all right, we'll go this sort of in reverse order that I have it on this sheet. So we have four matches with a total of 8 points possible, including the wild card.
Okay.
So we're going to start things off with something a little easy, Cena versus Kane.
All right. As we've seen, Kane has been trying to get Cena to embrace the hate, and I think all he's really done is just piss him off. Jason, what do you got?
I have, believe it or not, Kane winning by disqualification. I think that Cena is going to do something, quote-unquote, shocking, in quotes, that is going to be something antithesis to him. I mean, we're going to see psycho ape shit Cena, and we're going to... I think Kane wins this one. It ain't over yet, by the way. Not over.
Probably not. Carl?
Booker T and Michael Cole.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are Booker T is in the commentator now? He has been for a while.
Who's in the background?
That's from Ethan. Carl? Shoot. I can't hear Carl. Okay, VRM, who do you think?
I'm here, I said.
Well,
I couldn't hear you, man.
All right, what were we at? I was off for a second there.
Cena Kane.
Cena
because he's Super Cena. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I could play that. VRM?
Kane.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I'm actually going to have to agree with Jason here, and coincidentally also Tyler, with the whole Kane thing. It's going to be a disqualification. Cena is going to go batshit crazy on him.
Uh-huh.
Ethan?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I think it's going to be Kane by DQ. I think they're going to slowly turn Cena heel for WrestleMania to try to give Rock that super face look.
Okay. Jim?
Okay, wait a minute. If Super Cena goes batshit crazy, does that mean he adds a fourth move to his repertoire? Just a random problem.
Yeah.
Cena can only learn four moves. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Let's say four moves. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go with Kane here as well. I think Super Cena's going to go off his... Super Cena's going to lose his damn mind, y'all.
There we go.
Now you're fine.
I'm going with Kane.
Nothing Mug Cheek gets what he wants. There you go.
Or if you will, Iron Man. There he goes.
I can't quite do that voice. So, it's Cena. It's a big four pay-per-view. Cena wins outright.
You're no fun. I understand.
And VRM, Jerry's in the chat room, and he's also saying Cena.
Wait, who's in the chat room?
I have Jerry R.
Jerry R.
That's
Jerry.
I think that's Jerry Pugh.
Oh, great. I don't have a spot on the scorecard thing that Josh set up for Jerry.
Okay.
We'll move on.
And who did he say again?
Cena.
Da, da, da.
All right, so people that are missing are Andy, Shane. Take Andy off.
Andy is no longer part of the group. He resigned his post a couple of months ago.
Then I'll just replace Andy, his spot with
Jerry.
With Jerry. That makes things simple.
That's a great decision. Glad I didn't have to make that executive decision tonight.
Yeah.
Stop
it. Get your skateboard and get out of here.
Don't make me skateboard down the rig. That'd be very entertaining.
Maybe you see that. Verm, what's next?
That actually works in this apartment?
Next match.
You say Carl, what's next? I'm like, don't you be me? He's like, all right.
I said Verm. I've
always heard Carl. Oh. Robots. Next up, we have our quote-unquote triple threat cage match for the World Heavyweight title.
Let's see. Daniel Bryan, a potentially injured, well, actually injured Mark Henry, and a slightly injured Big Show. So I'm going to make this really simple. Just who wins? And we'll start with Ethan.
Let's see. In the battle of injured cupcakes versus injured hats versus little tiny guy, you go with the little tiny guy every time, Daniel Bryan.
Okay. Bryan?
Yeah, to be honest here, there's no the safe way to go with this is for both into keeping the storyline and making sure that the injured guys don't have to do too much is keep it on Bryan in a quick match.
Okay, Carl.
As I now return home, hi.
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 Much better.
The heat for Bryan's been pretty good lately. I'm going to stick with Bryan.
Jason?
Not only has Daniel Bryan's heel turn been absolutely fantastic, Big Show's going to fight Shaquille O'Neal and Mark Henry's hurt. Daniel Bryan wins.
Jim.
But the question is, does Michael Cole still hate Daniel Bryan? I kind of sense he still does. I got to go with D. Bry here, just because he's in my fave five or something. No, Daniel Bryan wins.
Oh, don't you do that now. Tell me he did not just steal that.
And just from what I'm seeing from the chat room, I think we were going to have a sweep and include me in that. There's no reason to move the belt at this point. So, yes, Bryan will win. Jerry's saying the same thing, and Brian Henniger, would you like to catch up on us real quick?
Yes, we'll get the kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit theme in the background.
Put mine right on the board, by the way.
All right, so
you
like I said,
wabbits, Jim.
Yeah, it's still a sweep though, because Tyler went for Daniel Bryan. I did have to check Facebook and everything for just in case anybody else has sent me stuff.
Okay,
and let me get the chat and let me actually get the chat room up.
All right. So you go ahead and put that together. Who all here has ordered the pay-per-view?
I have.
We've ordered it. We're actually having a little thing for it. So.
Oh, very cool. Excellent.
I've ordered it as well, and as soon as this is over, I'm pretty much going to toss my headset and run into the living room. So.
Yeah.
Stanford appreciates your patronage.
Wait, so I'm guessing Jetmaster is Bryan then?
That's Bryan.
Bryan, real quick,
we need to see your pick for Cena Kane.
Yeah.
And while you're waiting on that VRM, should we go on to the next match?
We will move on to the WWE title match. And so we have CM Punk, Dolph Ziggler, with Mr. Johnny Ace as the special guest referee, and Bryan has chosen John Cena.
Okay. Yes, Cena can even win a match he's not in. Oh, wait.
Why not?
So, Funk Man, are you actually going to follow through on screwing Punk?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm going to call this match right down the middle, but of course, that being said, considering that I'm blind in one eye, the middle is a little different than for most.
I'll go back to Japan, Funk Man.
Hey, I got with some geisha girls who found me very interesting.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Moving
CMI,
on.
Moving
CMI,
on.
Get on with
it. Yes, get on with it.
Insert CZW Zandig style Jesus here.
Oh, while we wait for Jim to make his pick, Brian and Jerry have both picked CM Punk.
Oh, you wanted me to make my pick. I thought you were just setting that up. I'm sorry.
That was not tremendous, Joey Styles.
Who asked you, Cyrus?
I deliberately asked you first since you were refereeing. Who's going to win this match?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call it right down the middle. Fuck you, Johnny East. All right, now here's the deal. Punk wins. And I think I'll throw my wild card in here.
All right.
Johnny Ace will not... Okay, I'm going to word this as carefully as I can. Johnny Ace will not physically himself make the pin. That can go one of two ways. Either A, somebody else counts the fall, or B, while Punk is covering, making the cover, I should say, that he moves Johnny Ace's hand 1, 2, 3, so he doesn't willingly physically make the fall, make the count.
Got it. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
Jason?
Oh, you know, I really wanted to use my wild card in the Royal Rumble match, but I am going to actually make the call here and throw the wild card in there.
All right.
I'll even go even make the one step further in the match. The person who is going to call the match 1, 2, 3 isn't going to be Johnny Ace. It's going to be Mick Foley, and it's going to be for CM Punk. How's that?
Interesting. I like it. Carl.
St. Louis, Missouri. Cheap pop.
Stop that.
Let's make it a triple use wild card sweep here. I'm going to go sort of in the same lines Jason just described, but I'm going to use a different person. I say Triple H is the one that comes out and counts the fall for CM Punk.
There you go.
Well, that'd be... Yeah, wow, okay.
VRM?
I'm going to go along similar lines. I'm not too really sure about doing the wild card in the Rumble, but Punk is going to win. And I'm not going to say Triple H counts the fall, but Ace will eat a pedigree.
Yeah, I like that. Ethan.
Okay, brace yourself, folks. I'm going to say Dolph Ziggler wins after Funkman screws CM Punk.
Oh, my goodness.
And then... Evil Doc will come out, he fires Funk right there in the ring, restarts the match, CM Punk wins.
Okay. So, your final answer is CM Punk.
CM Punk with the wild card of the Evil Doc will restart the match after Funk gets fired for screwing Punk earlier.
I have a further nomination. If it goes down exactly like that, Ethan wins by default.
Yeah.
Because that makes perfect sense, actually.
I should start that.
I will accept that.
So, Ziggler wins, Trips fires Ace, restarts the match, Punk wins.
Yeah, because remember, Ziggler was also a World Heavyweight Champion, even though he technically wasn't. So I think it's going to fall along those same lines.
All right.
It's what's like being perfection, people.
Well, I'm gonna pretty much copycat a lot of people here. Sounds like my secret got out. Punk is going to win. Ace is not going to count the pinfall, but I don't see Hunter or Foley doing it. I just think that another referee is going to be sent down, probably by Hunter. But I think it's just going to be counted by another regular referee.
So is that your wild card? Or
Kyoto, probably?
Yeah, because I'm guessing, I'd almost guess that Sky Armstrong's going to ref this match. So they're going to bump Armstrong and bring out Kyoto.
Or a little Nature Boy or something.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, my wild card VRM is that it will be a different referee counting the pinfall, but not necessarily, not Foley or Hunter.
So just in general, different referee.
Right. And mine will not count if it's Hunter or Foley. I will accept that.
All right, now, just want to clarify, since we're saying it's going to be a pinfall, what happens if it's a submission? Will we still say...
Punk wins by submission, Punk wins.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but for the wild pinfall. Card, but for the wild card, I mean.
Oh, somebody's using their wild card for...
No, I mean, what if... So we're all saying for the wild card it's going to be a pin, but we don't have much time left to do this, so we'll come back to that. I'll ask you in private.
Okay.
Right.
And as we said, Tyler has chosen Punk, and both Jerry and Brian have also chosen Punk. Has that been everyone that's here? Yes.
Yes.
Now the fun time.
Hey, everybody.
Now
we're
going to have
fun. Rumble match.
This is a three-pointer?
This is a four-pointer, actually.
Four-pointer, okay.
It's a four-pointer. 1 point for who's their surprise entrant. 1 point for if you're following in the Pony Rumble, who is
no.
Rainbow Dash?
Oh, jeez. No
okay.
Pony Rumble allowed here.
No. He's always saying...
By Brody! And 2 points for who actually wins.
Well, it's not our fault, really, that the fact that there is a Rumble out there that they've set up, and dear, she actually moved to number 30.
I say Granny Smith wins the Pony Rumble.
Not in it. Moving on.
Sorry. So, Jim, closet brony that you are. Okay, quick thing, though. Surprise entrance. There are people that are already announced as quote-unquote surprise entrance. You cannot use them. That includes Eugene. So, Jim.
Eugene.
Hacksaw. Eugene, and who's the fourth one that was announced?
Animal, but he may not be there.
Yeah, Animal. They do not count.
All right. So, Jim, you first.
Do you want to give all the answers, or are you just the surprise?
Just all. Go ahead and give us all of it.
Okay, the surprise entrant. You know what? It isn't really a surprise because she's done it before. Beth Phoenix.
Okay.
Okay. Who's going to win the Rumble? Where are we? Anybody? Where's the pay-per-view? Anybody?
St. Louis.
I want to pick Jericho. But I'm going to pick Orton.
Okay.
And who's your 30?
Oh, who's going to be number 30?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Same answer. Orton's going to be number 30.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Brian, Papa Shango doesn't count either. Thank you,
Let's see. Yeah, Jason.
Number 30 is going to be Chris Jericho. My surprise entrant is Rob Van Dam. And the winner is going to be Chris Jericho as well.
Carl.
Hold on, I got to catch up a little bit because I got... multiple things, so...
Sorry.
I'll give you my 30 first. I'm going to say it's probably going to be Kane.
Okay.
A surprise entrant, also.
Cool.
In addition to that match, he'll come in the Rumble also.
Okay.
And for the winner...
You go ahead,
Carl. You know what? Yeah, I know it's in St. Louis. I'm going to go ahead and say Jericho, though.
Jason, real quick, who's your 30 again?
Chris Jericho.
Right.
All right, VRM, to give you a breather, go ahead and do yours.
All right, my number 30 and my winner is going to be Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
My surprise entrant, I'm going to have to also agree with RVD.
Okay. And who wins?
Yeah, I said that. It's going to be Jericho. I'm just
sorry.
Trying to catch up with Jerry and Brian.
I like Brian's surprise there.
Who's he got?
Undertaker.
Taker.
Good
and
man,
you're gonna Brian. like uh, you're gonna be interested in seeing, hearing Tyler's surprise entrance.
And that would be
Arn Anderson.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be cool.
And he added another surprise. His number 30, which I doubt because I don't think she's back yet. His number 30 is Karma.
I don't think so.
No. She's not due back to Offermania. I'm not feeling that one.
No, yeah. And I don't think she's even had the baby yet.
That's what I mean.
I didn't think so. Let me just double check, make sure that's what his actual pick was.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his pick, Karma.
Okay. Ethan?
Okay, first of all, I've got Pinkie Pie in the Pony Rumble. Let's get that out of the way.
Oh, shut up.
As much as I love my Rainbow Dash, as much as I love my Applejack, I got to go with Pinkie Pie. Party girl all the way. Okay. Just to have a little fun, I think number two is going to be Brodus Clay, just for the fun of it. But the serious picks. Surprise entrance, I agree, is Beth Phoenix. I think Beth Phoenix will be the surprise entrance. Number 30 will be Jerick Roll. For who wins, brace yourself, Daniel Bryan.
What?
I think Daniel Bryan wins. They will tease a unification match for WrestleMania, but I don't think they will go through with it.
Are you really?
What? Hell no.
Listen now. They've been teasing the notion that everyone is eligible to participate. That includes World and WWE champions.
All right.
If they wouldn't be saying that unless they're actually going to do something with it.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, Ethan.
All
right. Once again, if Ethan is right on this, he wins the pay-per-view.
Oh, God. He wins the internet, man.
So he's got
two chances.
So Ethan's got two chances to get instant wins.
Thank you.
That's called the influence of your roommates. There you go.
By the way, Ethan, I know you're a libertarian and all, but did Evan Bourne stop by your place?
Dang it. Yeah, let me get this real quick. My winner is Jericho. My surprise, do I really want that? Oh, I could take the easy pick with RVD, but I'm going to be silly. Our surprise is going to be Michael freaking Cole.
You know what?
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Is he going to do what Jerry Lawler did?
You people are fools!
Hold on, Josh is sending me pics on Facebook.
He's a journalist.
Yeah, but if he wins, he gets WrestleMania streak alive. And if he does that, I swear to God, I will sell everything wrestling related that I own.
Shit.
Number 30.
No.
My number 30 is Santino Marella.
I like that.
Just because he will do a funky walk to the ring, and he will go in the ring, and he will be out in less than 10 seconds. But that's okay.
1 second.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Love it.
But this is why this pay-per-view is so unpredictable. Anything can happen.
And that is what I'm hoping.
And I will receive instant wins if it does.
So, why don't we adjourn and go see everything that can happen?
Yes.
Watch Scott Stanford. Give him some money.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, gentlemen, enjoy the pay-per-view, because I'm going to wrap it up right here.
Well,
enjoy the pay-per-view.
Good night, everybody.
That's it for the North American Wrestling Connection and WrestleChat.net. That's NCLW83 Network. Nikki Heyman and everyone else says goodbye.
Think Rainey Smith
good luck. Wait, Brian, what's your wild card? Send it to me real quick via Skype.
Rainey Smith for Pony
good
Rumble
night,
2013.
With that, good luck. Big, big turnovers, big body slams, and go Pinkie Pie.
Yay!
My little ponies. I used to watch the show close one time.
I'm out.